Damien, I know the teams haven't been officially announced as yet. Alistair Clarkson suggested that there might be a late change. What can you tell us?
Yeah, we expect the team to, as selected, to play. I'll look like a fool, won't I, if there's someone who comes out. But I think his comments were just the fact that anything can happen over the next 24 hours. But we're really happy with how the team looks, and just got to do the job now against a really fierce West Coast opposition.
A chance at an historic three-peat. No Hawthorn team has been able to do this. I mean, they've had great teams in the 70s, the 80s. No Hawthorn team has won three in a row. What's the feeling like amongst the group given that chance?
Oh, look, it's been a good week. We've certainly had to build ourselves up over the last couple of weeks, and we were certainly humbled by West Coast a couple of weeks ago, and I think that's been the focus of how we can get better. We've been good in the Fremantle-Adelaide games, but we need to be better than that even today. Their defence and their ability to defend your entries inside 50, they're really crucial that we get that right and we put enough pressure on them and are able to score ourselves.
I'm assuming with the tall team you've selected, you're expecting to stretch the West Coast Eagles' undersized defence. A lot of teams have tried to do it, most have failed. Why can you guys do it today?
Oh, look, I think there's a little bit of area for that, but certainly we found that when we do play the three talls or four talls, or when Jack gets up on the wing as well, we're able to play our best footy. So it's not so much about stretching their defence. They've got a terrific defensive system behind them, but we just think that based on the results we've had this year that it's worked best for us. So, and Shuey's come into the side and been really good over the last couple of weeks and created a great contest. His work rate is terrific. He gets to a number of long down the line balls, and that's really important for us here today.
I'll send you outside. Peter Bell, Carl Langdon and Kim Hagdorn.
Damien, you touched on it there. I just want you to elaborate a little more on what you learned from a couple of weeks ago when the West Coast beat you over at Domain. So what did you learn that you can't repeat today?
Yeah, no worries. I think I got that. It's a little bit noisy in here, but what we probably learnt is we've certainly got to be cleaner in our ability to use the footy on the way we build it up, from defensive all the way through to our forward 50. And we need to take our chances when they come, and we didn't probably do that early in the game and put that scoreboard pressure on West Coast. Probably around the stoppages, there's a couple of things, and they're well renowned for their hunt, and Simo's a strong coach of that area of the game, and he's got fantastic midfield. So our boys need to win the clearance hunt, which we did actually against them, but then it's our ability to trap it in our forward line or in our forward half in particular, and give ourselves enough opportunities to win the game, because their rebound off half back, and particularly defensive mid, is really strong, and we know they can. They've got a terrific forward line that we have to stop, but we need pressure on that ball if we can't keep it inside our 50.
Damien, what effect do you think the unusually hot conditions could have for a grand final?
Yeah, that's a real unknown. Obviously, the boys go through a massive pre-season in these sort of conditions, but they haven't been used to them for a while. Although I know you guys have had some terrific weather over there that we've enjoyed a couple of weeks ago, but playing a night game and it's sort of settling down to 20 degrees by then probably didn't acclimatise us to those conditions. But look, our conditioning staff have educated the boys on what they need to do, and hopefully it isn't a major effect on the day. But certainly it is a little bit of an unknown, and I suppose the adjustment and also the speed of the game and the ferocity of the game early, I'm sure we'll take it out of both sides, and it's certainly going to be interesting to see how players are running deep into that fourth quarter, and perhaps if you have got a bit of a lead up, it might be hard to chase.
With that in mind, I know we're a long way from the game and you can't give away the match committee's thinking, but what are some of the things that you take into account for the sub role, Damien?
Yeah, look, I think, traditionally if you look at us, it's been a running player, and that's likely to be the case again for us. I don't think we want to change that. I mean, you're sort of in the lap of the gods in terms of injury, though. So, hopefully we can push through and have a pretty strong formula on getting, at least into the third, fourth quarter to release that runner and really give us some energy, around the ball and link between our forward 50 between arc and forward 50. But, the ability of the sub, I'm not sure if you can hear me with that interference, but the ability of the sub is... it's crucial, you know, for us as well that he's able to move into a position to then maybe release someone else as well. And yeah, there's probably four or five players that it'll be out of, and I'm sure you guys will have a pretty strong guess at it as well.
Damien, thanks very much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good luck with the call. And yeah, we'll see two good sides at it. And obviously, good luck to all the West Coast supporters back in Perth as well.